Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Carlos, I know you guys hit a few balls pretty hard with runners in scoring position tonight, but overall, was it similar to what you were talking about yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, and overall, we're going through it, no doubt about it. You know, we're having a hard time putting guys on consistently, and when we do get those guys on, we're having a hard time getting them in, you know. Even though we have, I want to say, what, three productive at-bats, nobody out, runner at second base, Jeff hits a ball down the right field, down the first baseline, first baseman makes a diving play. With two outs, Nim drive the ball, you know, 400 feet, I think it was. Brett Beatty hits a line right. But, again, overall, I feel like offensively we're going through it right now.
As manager, is there any benefit to doing something like shaking up the lineup, or you just kind of rely on the names that you have?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I'm always looking for ways to, you know, whether it's move guys around when I feel like it's time to do it. Not sure, you know, but as far as like the track record, we got too many good players in this room, you know, and understanding that at some point throughout the season, you're going to go through stretches like this, you know, it happens. We got to continue to fight. We got to continue to work. We got to continue to stay positive, you know, turn the page. I know, you know, it might not sound right, but that's what we got to do. We got to keep fighting. We got to keep our head ups, and we got another one tomorrow.
Did it feel like an opportunity loss just the sense Buehler got thrown out of the game there and they got to bring in all these guys from the bullpen and such?
Yeah, and especially with the way he was throwing the ball. He was pretty good today, you know, with all of his pitches. But I also thought he might have been on a short pitch count, you know, coming back from the injury. So we were ready for the bullpen as well. So, yeah, I mean, look, man, you know, like I said, whether it's against Buehler, against their bullpen, we're just going through it right now.
Does it feel like guys are maybe pressing a bit?
Not really. I think it's just contagious, you know. Like, when you're going 1-2-3 and you're not creating traffic, that guy's not pitching from the stretch as much. You know, it happens. You know, some quick outs, you know, then the next guy has to take a pitch. So it's when you're struggling, you see a lot of that. But as far as, like, pressing, not really.
How do you keep everyone positive during a stretch like this?
No, we have to. We have no choice. We have to stay positive, you know, understanding that he's part of, you know, 162. That's part of my job, part of our job as a coaching staff, that we got to keep those guys positive and we got to keep moving forward.
What did you see out of Clint Holmes?
I thought he was good. I thought the sinker had a lot of movement today. And he kept going to it and making adjustments, just trying to do his best to land it in the strike zone, which he did. I thought the cutter was good. The changeup was good, too. I thought he was, you know, overall, he gave us a solid outing. Two pitches there, the homer for Narvaez. I thought he was in and off the sinker that somehow Devers was slided down in the zone that he hit it out, too. So I thought overall he was good.
What did you like about his ability to get out of jams early in the game? What did he do particularly well in those spots?
Yeah, he kept throwing strikes. He kept attacking hitters. I thought first and second, nobody out on a bunt. Alvi made a nice play, and then Nim with the throw to home plate, Alvarez applying the tag. We made some good plays defensively in that inning, but to give Clay some credit there, he kept throwing strikes, kept going after hitters. So nice job there.
Lindor's stolen base attempt, were you close to challenging on that? Was that one you thought you...
Yeah, I'm going to go by what, you know, what they tell me over the phone. Like, I couldn't tell from the dugout, and I got to go back. I'm not sure if it was, you know, really close for us to take a chance there, but Harrison's pretty good.
Is that as good a throw as you've seen Nimmo make since you've been here?
I think so. I told someone in the dugout, I was like, man, that's probably one of the best throws I've seen Nim since I've been here. Got behind and just, you know, threw it all the way to home plate there. That's knowing the runner, where he was at in left field. It was a pretty good throw.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.